for.
Yud Beis Av, 4th of August, Rabbi Shraga Kallis, Parsha Vetlech. Sunday's share will be at 10 past 9.
Erev Shabbos in general, a person wants to go home on an Erev Shabbos, he wants to have some vertloch in his hand. He comes home, wants to come home, Erev Shabbos, you have to come home. So I'll try today and say a few vertloch, and then Mitzvah Hashem, something on Parshat Nachman. Mitzvah Hashem. Ve'eschonon el Hashem ba'isa hi leimor. There's a medrash here.
You speak a bit slow.
I could speak slow, I could speak me habla español, any language you want, I could speak. Louder, slower, adoro. Parshas Veschanon, Veschanon el Hashem ba'isahi leimor. In the Dvarim Rabba, Medrash Rabba, it says a Meyerdik a Medrash. Meyerdik a Medrash, I'm practicing Rabbi Sashem. A Meyerdik a Medrash. Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the Gebetin, to keep the Reinta, he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, and he davened 515 Tvilas. Keneged the Minyan Veschanon. Keneged Minyan Veschanon. And there's a Peledik a Medrash. The Medrash says that he saw that the tefillah wasn't going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no more. You're not coming in. So Moshe Rabbeinu took it like, he added this one little other tefillah. He said, please, if I can't come in as a human being, so Chatsh, I should come in as an animal. He wanted to come in as an animal. If you look in the Medrash, he wanted to come in as an animal that would graze around and eat the grass. And the Medrash is mashma that he understood the answer would be no. So yes, it should be an oif ha-poreach ba-shomayim. He should at least be a bird. It's something that flies around in the Shemayim. Something, a bee to come into Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shach, Sechon Levrochem, Rav Shach has the kasha, the obvious kasha. What's the grace of Mila to come into Eretz Yisrael and to be an animal, a behema? We all know that in the Torah HaGilgulim, the worst punishment that an neshama could be soivel is in the Gilgul of going into an animal, going into a bird. It's something which is torture for a neshama. It's absolute torture in the Gilgul. The worst thing that can happen to a person is he can go into the... It's a terrible, terrible torture for a neshama. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked to go in as a neshama inside a guf, inside a behema, or inside a bird. So what's the pshat? So Shach Zichron Levracha used to say, Merdekavart, I think in one tefillah of the Avi Ezri, they were actually machnis this inside the Avi Ezri itself, in his actual Rav Shach Sefer al Rambam. He brings down the Rambam in Perk Sheni in Yisaydei Teirim. Rambam says, Heyach Yad Derech Lavosai V'Yerosai. What's the Derech of Avos Hashem, which is also in this parsha? And the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. What's the Derech of Avos Hashem? How's a person come into Avos Hashem? Avos Hashem, it's not enough just lip service. They say, I love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to work on it. He has to work on a relationship between him and Hashem. Ve'each yaderech la'avosa v'yirosai. B'shash is v'yinei na'odom b'maisav u'beruav ha'nifloyim ha'gedoylim. When a person goes and he realizes the tremendous bria, the nature of the b'yirosai, what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's world looks like. V'yirei mayem chachmasai, he will see in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's bria, a chachma she'ein la'erech v'loy keitz. He'll see his meridik. He'll see the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's bria is incredible. Incredible. Miyad hu oyev hu mishabeach hu mefayer hu misaveh taiveh gedoyla leida Hashem HaGadol. Meridik. person looks into Hashem's Bria, and that's going to give him this great taiva for understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayitara. Hainu, and the Rambam says, it says that a person, in order to come to that level of Avas Hashem, that level of understanding of Hashem, he looks at a Bria, and with seeing in that Bria, you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. I said last night, it's not kosher to what we're talking about now, I said last night, whenever I see a baby, the first thing I look at, anyone's there last night, heard me say this, whenever I look at it, I always look at the manicure of the baby, the fingernails of the baby. Everybody has their own thing. It's an absolute perfection. It's incredible. The fingernails, right? The toenails. Next time you see a baby, go take a look at the toes. Right? Make sure no one's looking. You'll get arrested. I'm going to take a look at the toes. And it's a perfect manicure. Right? No Chinese lady can come close to this manicure of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's an absolute bell of the Bria. So you see over there, it says Rav Shach, that you don't need to look at every single chelik of the Bria. Look at every chelik of the Bria. A person can attach himself to one thing, attach himself to a... It could be, says Rav Shach, the wing of a bird. When you see in the wing of a bird, you'll see utter perfection. It's nothing that any scientist would be able to come to. It's Melech Tzav Rav Shach, Moshe Rabbeinu was such an Eved Hashem, and with so much anivus Moshe Rabbeinu had, that he understood that my entire tachlis of being here is one tachlis, is to bring out Kavod Shemayim. That's my entire tachlis. So he was willing to go into Eretz Yisrael, a bee that he would be, an animal, that someone would look at one day, someone would look at the tail of Moshe Rabbeinu, someone would look at the wing of a Moshe Rabbeinu, and in that wing, in that tail, he's going to see the Helik HaPayri Yoylam Devashefer. He's going to see in a wing. So it was kedai for him to go into Eretz Yisrael, a bee to be a wing, to be a tail, and with that alone, it'll bring out Kavod Shemayim. If my entire tachlis is Kavod Shemayim, I'm willing to be a wing. I'm willing to be a bird. That's how Rav Shach answered the kasha. But yesterday, I spoke to a Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein. That's a Talmud of Moshe Feinstein. I told him this word of Rav Shach. I told him the word. So he told me that the Maisa he remembers hearing from Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe asked the kasha on the Medrash. What's the pshat? I want to come to Eretz Yisrael. I'll be to be a behema, or at least to be a bird. What's the mile of going into Eretz Yisrael? So Rav Moshe said, it's Vaisachais. It comes out, it's Vaisachais. We don't understand the mile and Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. If we don't understand the mile and the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, it would be Kedai to go in, even as a bird, even as a behema. That's what Rav Moshe said. I'll explain this. Let me explain. I come from Eretz Yisrael. The only reason I stand here, and the Olam sits there, is because I come from Davi with Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Right, so I brought with me some of the Eretz Yisrael, of you, the Eretz Yisrael Machkin. But you'll ask, there's a lot of Eden that come from Eretz Yisrael. Not every one of them stands here. That's because I'm Mishpacha, the Eilim of here. The Torah way is already Mishpacha. But I'll compare him. The reason I stand here in the Mishpacha is because of you, the Eretz Yisrael's Machkin. Let me explain this. There's a Yid named the Basai. The truth is, I have a kasha before that. Every day in benching, you say, Eretz, Chemda, Toiva, Urechava. Eretz Chemda, Toiv Rechava. Eretz Yisrael Chemda. Everybody wants Eretz Yisrael, that we know. That's a... May Bria Soilam, Ala Achshav, everyone wants Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Chemda, I first day. Right? Toiv, as I say Git. There's no shy, that's a Moirdik, right? But Urchave, it's large. The one thing you can't say about Eretz Yisrael is that it's big. You can say Eretz Chemda, you can say Toiv, you can say whatever you want, say Ruchnias, you can say this, but Urchave? Yeah, well, what Shaykh big? That's a guy's kasha. I can tell you the answer. The answer is, there's a mice with the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin was one of the great rabbis from over 100 years ago in Europe. He was a Ha'elik Yid that always, he wrote safe in the Bas Ayin. He always had a dream to go to Eretz Yisrael. A dream to go to Eretz Yisrael. And there was a certain Mishulich that used to come from Eretz Yisrael. He would come from Eretz Yisrael, he would always talk about, you should know in Eretz Yisrael, the streets are paved with gold. Right? The Torah says, milk and honey. It says, in Eretz Yisrael, the streets are paved with gold. On the tree, there's diamonds. He used to talk about this. He used to speak over there. In Poland, the streets are paved with gold. The trees have diamonds. Right? Everywhere you walk, there's the beauty, pearls, diamonds, gold. You know, so the Basayan would hear this all the time. So the Basayan had a taiva to go to Eretz Yisrael. That's the Eretz Yisrael. I always wondered, what's he talking about, this Mishulach? Finally, he was at the end of his life, to go to Eretz Yisrael, lived in Tzfas. And one day, he was in Tzfas, and he sees this Mishulach. So he comes over to the Mishulach, he says to him, Rabbi Mishulach, where's all the diamonds and the pearls and the gold? I'm waiting for all the, where's the gold on the street? Where's the diamonds? So Mishulach said to him, So the Pasha Yid of Eretz Yisrael, Pasha Yid in Eretz Yisrael, says to him, well, because you don't see it, it means it's not there. Go back, work on yourself, and then maybe you'll see it. 3 months later, the Basayim made a Kiddush. Kiddush in Sfas. Made a Kiddush. They asked the Basayim, what's he being? He's very healthy. He wasn't talking about having children. They asked him, no, what's the Kiddush for? He said he worked on himself for 3 months, and now when he walks on the streets of Tzvaz, he walks on the streets of Eretz Yisrael, he sees gold, he sees silver, he sees the diamonds, wherever he walks, he sees it. What's the pshat? The pshat is, that let's say I tell you, I have a table. I have a table. And I show you, and a table the size of an orange. A table the size of an orange? Not such a big table. Okay? Let's say I tell you I have a chair the size of an orange. Not such a big table. It's a small table. Let's say I tell you I have a diamond the size of an orange. Murdoch. Then it's not a diamond. Then it's tremendous. Eretz chemda toiva urechava. When veistacha vifel, when you realize how moiridik, how much Torah, how much ruchnias, how much beauty there is in Eretz Yisrael. Vivo chemda and vivo toiva. How much chemda and toiva? Oh, then you realize how great it is. Then you realize how tremendous it is. Yeah? A table the size of an orange is not so big. But you have a diamond, you appreciate what's a diamond. So when you have a diamond the size of an orange, then you have a grace it does. So when it's so much chemda and so much toiva, so then you realize how much rechava it is. Then you realize how great it is to have that amount of toiva and chemda. So then it's a zeifel rechava. That's what the Moshe means. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to go into Eretz Yisrael. Abi afilu in the form of behema. If you realize how much kaddish it is, how much heilig Eretz Yisrael is, so then about it's different. I just say b'kitzer. Let's go to a different veretluch on the parsha. But this has to be a person has to have his attitude. He makes a stomach elcha yidin. They make their vacations to Eretz Yisrael. But yeah, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, so there's some people who go to Eretz Yisrael and there's touring and there's this. You have to go to Eretz Yisrael. You have to run to the Kaisel. You have to run to the Mamaroch. You have to run to the rebellion. You have to run to the tzaddikim. You have to get to there's a different Eretz Yisrael in there. And you have to go to that Eretz Yisrael. You know, they once, the Satmar Rebbe, Zecher and Levracha, Satmar Rebbe had his sheet, about the Kaisel, about that. So somebody once told the Zecher and Rebbe, said, no, the Rebbe, the Satmar Rebbe held that Muznish came into them Kaisel. Tornish came into them Kaisel, came to the Kaisel, Satmar Rebbe, Kaisel, he didn't dance sheet. You have to run to the Kaisel. So each Meshita, everybody to their own Shita. But al Kapanim, you have to have that attitude. Eretz Yisrael, I'd rather be a behemoth to be inside Eretz Yisrael. It's worth it, I'd be to Eretz Yisrael. This is Einver. Now Moshe Rabbeinu davened over here, it says 515. Beschanon is 1,515. The Astrosa, the word that he said, that there are 515 hours from Rosh Hashanah, coming now to the next 3 weeks. The next Tribach, and Marshan Bechairis, and Tavches says, these 3 weeks are connected to those 3 weeks. There are 3 weeks, the Tribach that we just had, and that's when it doesn't go so well. That's the dry vachin, that's one mahalach. Rav Shach Zecher and Levracha said that galus is not mechayiv one iota, one drop of suffering. It's not mechayiv one drop of suffering. It's mechayiv tsar. Tsar means tsar, you can have tsar males, but tsar also. It's not mechayiv a drop of suffering though. No suffering. These 3 weeks that we just had, that's one oifin of how we can build Beis HaMikdash. There's another way you can build Beis HaMikdash. That's the mahalach of the Elul, the Rosh Hashanah, until Shmini Atzeres. It's also 3 weeks. It's also 21 days. That's a different mahalach of building. That's a different mahalach. And that's 515 hours from Rosh Hashanah till the morning of Shmini Atzeres. And those, can I get those tefillahs? So the Rashi said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu davened. From Rosh Hashanah till the morning of Shmini Atzeres, each hour on the hour, it's like a real manufacturing, right? Each hour on the hour, 515 hours, and Moshe Rabbeinu davened every single hour for the tefillah to go into Eretz Yisrael. That you see also, you see what the koyach of that upcoming time is. The person needs achana now, and he's going into such an upcoming time. Already now, the Elul, I tell my Talmidim, is totally on the Ben Hazman. It's totally on the Ben Hazman. It doesn't mean Ben Hazman, he has to be working all day long and learning all day long, right? He has to realize it's coming. When he realizes it's coming, that's where it's something will start. I saw a vert from Chaim Kanievsky. It's a merdik of math. I'll say it b'kitzer. He said, the Pasuk, we read the Noshantim. We read just now, we read the Noshantim, that was in the Toichacha, the Tisha B'Av, and it's in the Parsha of Eschonon. Noshantim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will abeit ha'abdim chas v'chalila maher. Fast, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring the Chorbin maher. Noshantim, abeit ha'abdim maher. So Chaim Kanievsky made a cheshbin, said, well, everyone knows the Noshantim is 852. 852 years. 852 years, a day by HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. So it means that when Hashem says, I'm going to bring something, maher, it's 852 out of 1,000. In other words, a day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000. And it takes him, when he sees already there's a problem, maher, I'm going to take care of this problem, maher. So then 852 years, when your day is 1,000 years long, so it's 852 over 1,000. Yeah? So I can ask you, let's say you have a worker. Says, Aloha Maisi, you have a worker, and he tells you he's going to get the job done today, fast. He's going to get the job done fast today. So Chaim Kanievsky says, he should try to do it in the ratio of 852 hours to 1,000. If you do the math, it comes out that if the worker comes and says, I'm going to have this job done fast today, so then it has to be done by 20 hours, 483 chalakim, 50 half chalakim, and 24 third chalakim. If you don't understand what that means, I also don't. Baal Kapana, 20 hours, if he tells you, I'm going to have the job done fast, you got there 20 and a half hours. You got 20 and a half hours based on this. Aloch l'maiser, Chaim Kanievsky writes. Of course, it's not aloch l'maiser. But it's a certain idea. A certain idea. Now, the... excuse me. Now, it says, not Parsha, it says, Le'sasifu, there's an Aveda to not chalila, to add on to the Torah. Rashi says, what are the examples of adding... adding on to Loisigru, to detract from the Torah, to add on to the Torah. Rashi says, instead of having four parshas, you have five. Instead of having four minim in the lulav, you have five minim in the lulav. That's Rashi's example. Rashi's examples are adding on to the prote ha-mitzvah, to the specifics of the mitzvah. That's Rashi's example. The Ramban says that that's also included in this, is adding on an entire new mitzvah. The Ramban brings that the Ravam ben Avot, Ben Avot added a yontif, he added a whole new yontif, the yontif of Yeravam Ben Avot. He added it to a month after Sukkot, and he says he was over on Lo Yisifu. What was he over on by adding a new yontif? He was over on Lo Yisifu. That's how the Ramban explained. I knew this one avenue of Lo Yisifu is not to add on to the Protea mitzvahs. There's another avenue not to add an entirely new mitzvah. That's the mahalach of the Ramban. It's not a machlekes. Both of them are true. Both of them are true, that Avad, you can't add on prate mitzvahs, you can't add on an entirely new mitzvah. The truth is that the Maggid used to say, no, what's the problem adding on the mitzvah? Okay, we don't have the problem, so we understand the kasha, we understand the teretz, but the Maggid, with his Meridik Mishalim and his Kayah, he said one time there was a person that borrowed a spoon, came back the next day to return the spoon, he brings back two spoons. He said to him, what happened? What's going on here? He lent you one. He said, Mazel Tov, it had a baby. It had a baby. So he said, okay, sure. Next day he lends him a plate. A plate. Comes back the next day. A plate, and also a little fish plate to come back. He said, my high? No, Mazel Tov, it had a baby. One day he came back, twins. Mazel Tov, each day he lends him. So one day the guy thinks, you know, listen, it's a good investment. Because he tells him, listen, I have this leichter, beautiful leichter. Maybe you want to borrow it for Shabbos? He says, yeah, seder. Comes back, he brings him the leichter. Here, next day he comes, knocks on, where's my leichter? Thing? Maybe triplets. He says, the leichter, oi, fregnish, nifter geworden. The leichter can't die. It says in Eretz Chaim, if a plate can have a baby, and a leftel can have a fork can have a baby, so then a leichter can die. So that's the pshat. Hey, look at the Dubna Magid. He says if you're going to start adding like to see into the mitzvahs, it's because then it'll inevitably end up in a leichter grove of the mitzvahs. I think that part I think only really works with the Ramban. According to Rashi, does anybody have a kasha? You can't have four parashits in the Torah, and you can't go and add a fifth. Does anybody have a kasha? What the reason the Torah said no? Because there's rules about it. You can only have four parashits, because that's not called tefillin. If you have five parashits, that's not the proper tzur of tefillin. If you go with the Ramban, it's a lot more understandable than Mashal of the Dubna Magid. What do you say?
According to Rashi, that's good for Midoriya and Mitzvah.
Hello? Right. So the Magid is more with the Malchut Ramban. Why did Rashi?
By adding the fifth parasha.
No, the Magid is saying that when you're the Magid didn't say that. The Magid says that when you're going to be Moisif, inevitably you'll be Megareah somewhere else. That's saying that in this, right? Okay, Rashi is saying that when you're Moisif in the mitzvah, it is being Megareah right now in the mitzvah. Right now, the Rabban is that. Again, I don't think it's really a machlekes. It's just too fun. But the Maisa, interesting thing. The Chayim, the Ben Gershom, I always come here. I say halacha to not say any halacha. So get the oil nervous, and maybe you won't invite me back. They'll make a hafgana if you don't invite me back. But there's an interesting thing. This machlekes in the Chayim, the Ben Gershom. It's machlekes in what he said about taking two wives. It's a machlekes in what he said. It's a machlekes in it's a Kabbalah. It's a shayla in the Paiskim. What exactly the machlekes is that I can't go into right now. But Rav Eli Gershom seems to have said his chayrim of taking two wives only to the year 5000. Right? Only to the year 5000. It's good. Two babas coming. But Rav Eli Gershom was only till the year 5000. And it's yadua that Rav Eli Gershom, when he was asked why he only made the takana till the year 5000, we, certainly the Ashkenazim, accepted that anhaga. Fighter, we accepted that anhaga until le'olam. We accepted that anhaga le'olam as anhaga. But Rabbi Gershom, when he made his takana, he only made it until the year 5000. So they asked Rabbi Gershom why it's only until the year 5000. So Rabbi Gershom, understand the way he answered was because then it would go into the parsha of Leisei Sifu. Then it would be an issur of adding on to the Torah. Again, think about it. Again, this only works. Let me actually backtrack a moment. This would only. He said it's an Isser of Leisei Sifu. Let me backtrack a moment. What would be the Isser of here of Leisei Sifu? So there's a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban and the Rambam ask a shayla. Why is there no problem of adding a drabbanon? We know this. There are countless drabbanons in the Torah. So how come that's not a problem? Why is that not a breach in the pasuk of Leisei Sifu? You're adding drabbanons. You're adding on to the Torah. So it's machlekes, right? The Ramban says that it's not a problem. It's not a problem because it's a siyag. It's a gate around the Torah. It's not that it's an addition onto the Torah. It's being shomer that which the Torah has already. It's a gate. It's being shomer the Torah. The Rambam goes with a different mach. The Rambam says b'chal nashayim. The reason it's not Leisei Sifu is because when the Chazal come along and they add a drabbanon, they are explicitly saying this is not a deraisa, this is a drabbanon. The problem is Yerovam ben Nevat. The problem is he comes and says this is now the mitzvah satorah, not a new. And with this they explain this is why perhaps Purim and Chanukah. How are they able to add on Purim? How are they able to add on Chanukah? According to the Rambam, there's no kasha. They're coming along and saying this is a yontif drabbanon. It's a yontif drabbanon. According to Ramban, you have to work a little bit. Come again?
That's why it's
mutzah b'melacha. They have to show there's a difference, right? According to the Ramban, you have to work a little bit. The only time Chazal are allowed to add a drabbanon is when it's a siyag. It's when it's a siyag, when it's a shmira gate around the Torah. You have to work with this. It's not for now. This Rabbeinu Gershom, only works with the Ramban. Rabbeinu Gershom said, I can't add a takana. I can only make it. Avada, if you make it just till the year 5000, you certainly didn't add a mitzvah. If it has a gvul, if it has a boundary, then there's no addition. And Rabbeinu Gershom said, I can't add something. I can't make a new takana. Now, let's see. According to the Rambam, what's the problem? He's coming along and he's saying first, this is a takana schayrim Rabbeinu Gershom. This is not a deraisa. This is a drabbanon. It's not something that is an addition onto the Torah. I'm telling you explicitly, it's a chayrim, the Rabbeinu Gershom. This Rabbeinu Gershom, chayra goes with the Ramban. This goes with the Ramban. What did Ramban say? Ramban said that the only time that the Chazal were allowed to make takanas was when it's a shmira onto a deraisa. It's something safeguarding the deraisa. Rabbeinu Gershom, when he said you can't marry two wives, he wasn't trying to safeguard anything. He wasn't trying to safeguard anything. What he was trying to do is he saw that it was causing machlaikas, it was causing fights, it was causing problems. It wasn't safeguarding a mitzvah satayro. It was safeguarding the union of marriage, perhaps. But it wasn't safeguarding a mitzvah. So Rabbeinu Gershom held like the Ramban that you're not allowed to add a mitzvah satayro. You're only allowed to make a siyag. You're not even allowed to add a mitzvah drabbanon. You can only make a siyag. The Mela, the Rabbeinu Gershom made his chayrim only until the year 5000. It works with the Ramban. Right, obviously, Ashkenazim. Sorry.
Why is it
Halacha Maisa Ashkenazim obviously were machmed mitzad hagas acherim. The Sfardim they are machmed it into the ksuva. They machmed into the ksuva with a shvur and a shvur chamura, depending on how different Sfardim do it in different daifin, in different ways. That's how they do it. A few more vertlach. In the Meshech Chachma, it says over here in this week's parsha, it talks about kabe desavicha besivecha. And it says also by Shabbos, on these two psukim, it says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. Davka, these two psukim. You should do Kabe Tzavivcha, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. And so too, Shabbos, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. So Rashi already says, what's Tzivcha Hashem? Because these two mitzvahs were nistav in Mora. Keep it up, eh? And Shabbos, we're nistav already in Mora. I once heard a nice word. I don't know where I heard it from. If anybody remembers, you should tell me. I heard a nice word once. What's the reason we say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu? Why it's both Nikudas? Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav v'tzivanu? I once heard a word. The pshat is like this. There were those mitzvahs that we were nitzdave in Mar, like Kibbud Avei and Shabbos. That's Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvaysav. Those mitzvahs were just there to make us halik, to get us prepared for the matziv of being makabel mitzvahs. Vitzivanu is a man toyer. Nice part. It stinks. Because in Kiddush, what do you say in Kiddush? You say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'ratzavanu. You don't say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu in Kiddush. You ever wonder why in Kiddush you don't say, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu? Because Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoysa, that was Shabbos already, we were in Stav in Mara. That was already Mar. Vitzivanu is only going on the rest of Kol HaTorah, Lulav and Shofar and everything else that we got at the rest of the book. So Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, when we say Kiddush, we say Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav, and we don't say Vitzivanu, because that didn't come at Sinai, that was already started before you. Balkapam, but the Meshech Chachma says, what's the Peshat Taka? Why Taka? What's the whole idea? What's the Torah saying? Kasher, Sivcha Hashem. Dafka l'moshel by Kippur Davei. This is a beautiful idea. Dafka by Shabbos. Meshech Chachma, the great Rebbe Simcha. Beautiful heart. He says, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem is telling a person, you're going to say that me, I have to be mechabed my parents. My parents, they gave me up for adoption. Right? My parents gave birth to me and they gave me away and I never saw my parents. So maybe, the Chinuch already writes that you have to be mechab your parents. I mean, they did harvei, tirchus, tarchal. They did a lot of things for you as when you were growing up. My parents did nothing for me as I was growing up. You're going to come and say. Or principle will come with other types of tainus. They'll come with other types of tainus. Right. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. Dafka kibud ave'eim, I gave you in the Midbar. I was mitzav you already in the Midbar. Already beforehand, right when you got to the Midbar. When they got to the Midbar, they knew, each child knew, he wasn't being seimach on his parents. They got mon from Shemayim. They got the clothing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They got whatever they wanted, not from their parents. So the reason you have to be kumai, that you had a chiyuv already in the Midbar to be mechabed your parents, even though they weren't necessarily doing something, they weren't providing for you. You have a chiyuv already in Mara. Kasher Tzivcha Hashem, just like in Mara, when there was no major akaras atoyiv, you had to have your parents for providing you. And you still had the mitzvah keep it on the aim? So too, you still like them. That's the Kasher Tzivcha Hashem. And Shabbos, it's the same thing. Shabbos also. A person will come along, the Meshech Chachma says, a person is going to come along, he's going to say, what's the purpose of Shabbos? The whole purpose of Shabbos is a person says, look, the whole week, you know, the Gansavach, we make a living. On Shabbos, we live. And that's what he's going to come and say. So Melo, but let's say you have a person, he hasn't worked all week, he sits and learns, the Gansavach is already retired, he sits and learns the whole week, so what do I need Shabbos for? So he says, no. I mean, it doesn't work. In the Midbar also. In the Midbar was a 40-year koilel. For 40 straight years, they learned in koilel, and they didn't need Shabbos mitzad making a parnasa. So kasher tzivcha Hashem, no cheshbonos. Kasher tzivcha Hashem, you have to keep Shabbos, because the Rebbeinu Shadei B'Shtep Hashem, he told you to keep Shabbos in the Midbar, and the same way you kept Shabbos in the Midbar, is how you have to keep Shabbos weiter. I'll be Messiah with one verse. I think I have time for one more. We have time for one more? That was a beautiful verse, a beautiful idea. An Erev Shabbos Nachmu. Erev Shabbos Machmur, it's a beautiful idea, that it's something you have to ask everybody. Some of you know it already, but I heard it from Rav Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. It was the last thing I ever heard from Rav Moshe Shapiro. Rav Moshe Shapiro was Adam Gadol Ba'anokim, Bein B'machshava, Bein B'kol Davar. The last thing I ever heard from him was the Dover Nifla. And then, what was the, he was talking about Mashiach. it was the time, it was four, five, six months ago, whenever it was. And there was really no connection. It's the most negaya de gezach on Erev Shabbos Nachm. What's the most negaya thing on Erev Shabbos Nachm? What's Shabbos? Erev Shabbos Nachm. Here's the kasha. It could be, it's a little bit known. I think after when people said the word from him, it said, what's a pshat in the Kabbalah Shabbos in L'chadoidi? Most of the L'chadoidi, as you know, is not about Shabbos. The first one is about Shabbos. The last two are about Shabbos. The last one's about Shabbos. And, the second to last is about the Shiach. Yom and Esmol Tifreitzi. But the middle, the whole middle, is all about Churban Beis HaMikdash. Right? It's all about the Churban. It's all about the matzav that we're in, and there's no Mikdash. And that's the why now? Why now? I don't have a kasha, but why now? Why now? Shabbos, I understand. Kabbalah Shabbos. Why now? Why now? He said, who wrote the Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos was written by the Alkabetz, by the Gedolei Tzvas. The Gedolei Tzvas. These were people that were known for their tremendous desire and chikoi and waiting for the Mashiach. That was Yadua, what was meyuchad about the Arizal. We don't realize this because we live in the world after the Arizal. But we don't realize what the Arizal brought to the world was this tshuka for Mashiach. Much of the Svarim, what they talk about, that was really from Arizal on. We don't realize this because we're in the world after the Arizal. But much of this dipper, constantly about Mashiach, about waiting for Mashiach. Of course, it was always a chelik of our Yiddishkeit. The Rambam, of course, Mikol Mishenu Mechakeloi is a koifer. Not just one that doesn't believe in Mashiach, but the one that doesn't wait for Mashiach is a koifer. But that deeper, that constant tshuka and avon and desire, that really comes from the Gdolei Tzvas, from Mashiach Ketritai. And also, what else was known about the Gdolei Tzvas was their waiting for Shabbos. Everybody knows all the different stories here. Also the Arizal, I say Arizal, but it wasn't just the Arizal. It was Arizal called Talmidav, Arizal called Tzvas. It came from somewhere, the Arizal. The Chinuch came from somewhere. It was the Gedolei Tzvas. They were always waiting for the Shabbos, and they were always waiting for the Mashiach. So Rosh Hashmir said, that's why these two things come together over here. These two things, they come together. On Erev Shabbos, that waiting for Shabbos, that dogma that a person has, can't wait till Shabbos, the whole thing, we make a living, now we're waiting to live, on Shabbos we wait to live. And that same type of tshuka, that same type of yearning, is when a person is yearning from Shiach. So this Shabbos Nachamu, this Erev Shabbos Nachamu, this is why Taka in the Chadoidi, in the Kabbalah Shabbos, that's why it's together. Because it's the dogma in this world of how we're supposed to be waiting for something. Every Shabbos, we wait for Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos. We can't wait till Shabbos comes. Every day, we wait for the Yom Shikulo Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos Nachmo, this is the Zman. He said this to me 4 months ago. It's a mitzvah of farsim this. Erev Shabbos Nachmo is the Zman have most mesugal to be waiting for Mashiach. Today, in your busy day on Erev Shabbos. Not tomorrow when everything is calm. Not on Shabbos Nachamu, everything is calm. No. Today, the same way, the way we can't wait for Shabbos, look at us, we're Yidden that are yearning for Shabbos, we also can't wait for Mashiach. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, that on today, most mesugal time, that means in the history of the Klal Yisrael, today is the most mesugal time ever. Last year, Shabbos Nachamu, they waited and he didn't come. This is the closest ever. Today, that there's a chance today, Mashiach will come, Erev Shabbos Nachmo, b'mheira b'yameinu, amen.
Before the discussion, some days, the last day.